وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran and different dimensions of this being and the plan that the Holy Quran and the religion of Islam have designated for this being, for this world and the next. In the previous episodes, we talked about different dimensions of the soul. We ended up talking about the intellect, reason. And previously, before that, we had talked about the qalb, the heart. Now, talking about the intellect and reason, we talked about some of the things that come in contrast to reason in different verses of the Holy Quran. One of them was foolishness. Now, aql had been contrasted with foolishness in the Holy Quran, safah. And we said that there is a historical debate over who is real, the real fool. Are the believers the foolish ones, those who believe in the message of the prophets, or those who deny this message? And, well, the camp of non-believers, they advocate this thing that, yes, because we are reasonable people, because we're rational, because we're intellectuals, we reject the message of Anbiya. According to the Holy Quran, it's completely the opposite. Actually, considering the message of Anbiya and taking it seriously is actually a sign of having correct reason. And then we recited some verses related to that. Also, we explained why rejecting the message of Anbiya is foolish, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, because it's a great loss, it's eternity that is at stake. And on this side, it's not very much that a person loses if he believes in the message of Anbiya, because when we consider the message of Anbiya, the principles and even the conduct and the practical advice that the Anbiya have, the prophets, divine prophets have for us, they are all based on the fitrah and the reason. And yes, there are superstitions, and Quran actually says the superstitions are foolish. And we recited the verse of those people who believed in false religions. قَدْ خَسَرَ الَّذِينَ قَتَلُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ سَفَهًا بِغَيْرَ عِلْمٍ. Those people who thought that killing their own children as sacrifice in the temple was some part of the religion. And Quran says, no, this is actually foolishness. So it's possible that there are certain readings of a religion, certain copies, certain versions of a divine religion that is not divine and that has been manipulated, that has been distorted by some people, but it doesn't make the original one fake or the original one foolish. Now, in this episode, we should talk about another title or another word by which Quran refers to the intellect, and that is lub, and the concept of, or the title of ulul albab. Quran refers to the people of reason by the word ulul albab. Inshallah, we have a break and we come back to consider and talk about this title more after the break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the second segment of this episode, we should talk about the word ulul albab, the people, the possessors of lub. Lub in Arabic means the seed that lies within the shell of something. So if you have, a seed, but it's only the shell and within it there is no seed, then it's like a person who does not have reason. Quran says the lub of a person, that inner thing that makes it valuable, is the reason. So people of reason actually are like a walnut, a hazelnut, or anything that has, that is filled with that seed. So Quran says, and in different verses Quran refers to ulul albab. For example, in one verse, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَالتَّقُونَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Quran addresses the people who have lob, who have the mind, the intellect, and says that if you have mind, you should have observance of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa, we talked about it. It's translated into piety. It also could be translated to observance and realization and awareness of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another thing, another verse is يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives wisdom to anyone whom he wishes. And we explained this in previous episodes, similar cases, that when we have whom he wishes, phrases like this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to his own wish, distributes certain things, certain blessings to people. It doesn't mean his wish is based on some random arbitrary thing. No, the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on wisdom. So he only distributes this based on the wisdom, based on the performance of people, based on the how much they deserve it. So it's not that this is an injustice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like select people out of nowhere. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects people based on the previous behaviors that they had. And then when he selects people for that, he gives them what? Al-hikmah, wisdom. And وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever has been given hikmah, wisdom, he surely has been given a very great goodness. خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Now, this is important because we consider خَيْرُ الْكَثِيرُ. We believe that the great blessing is like a large house or, a fancy car or things like that. But Quran says, no, خَيْرُ الْكَثِيرُ is hikmah, wisdom. And this is the very Quran that considers the whole dunya, the whole blessing of dunya, as mata'un qalil. It's just a very little, small thing. The whole dunya, according to Quran, is mata'un qalil. But with the same scale, Quran talks about wisdom and hikmah as a great and large and remarkable khayr, good. And وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Only people who possess reason can understand this. Yes, it's obvious. Many people would not easily understand. What does it mean? حَكْمَ is خَيْرُ الْكَثِيرُ. But only people with wisdom, with intellect, can understand this. And we have another verse that talks about One of the consequences of reason. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ أَشْكُرَ لِلَّهِ. One of the manifestations of reason is to be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful towards His blessings. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, until next episode. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على